Hey everyone, welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and in today's interview, I have the pleasure of interviewing the lovely Holly Perkins. So Holly Perkins is a certified strength and conditioning specialist with a degree in exercise physiology and nutrition. She is also the author of Live to Get Lean and the leader of the Women's Strength Nation. Holly is a contributing writer and expert for women's health, self, fitness, shape, prevention, men's health, and Live Strong. Holly's mission is basically to empower women on a personal and spiritual level by leading them into the weight room on a journey of physical strength. Shape Magazine has named Holly as one of the top trainers to follow in 2015, and you can get all of her tips and insights on Instagram and at hollyperkins.com. So welcome, Holly.
Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women. To help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fit Chicks Chat. I'm Amanda Quinn, and on today's podcast, Laura Jackson is not joining me because instead, I have the amazing Holly Perkins. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
How's it going?
So good.
Awesome. We were just talking offline right before we started today about how you were trying to find balance in your life with your new puppy.
This concept of balance, I don't know where anyone, I mean, come on, is there such a thing?
You know what, to be totally honest, I don't believe in balance. Like, you know how I always say, like, oh, I want work-life balance. Like, I don't actually believe that it exists. Like, I truly that you can have a balance of everything equal. I think it's like you have to kind of choose like where you prioritize and where your time goes, and every day it's going to be fluid. At least that's how my life is.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I feel that, I think that's a great way to say it. It's like, it's fluid, and like, sure, some days I achieve balance, but like maybe one day a week if I'm lucky, you know? I mean, I guess the weekends are pretty balanced, but I don't think that like that applies to the whole, you know, it's like, yeah, I'd love to hear someone's definition of balance. And I know that it really is so personal for each of us.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Well, so on this interview though, I mean, one of the things I really want to talk to you about, because you and I have been in touch and I've been following you through social media and through your what's been going on in your world. And I know that you've been having a lot of transformations, a lot of changes happening. And that's really what I want to talk to you about today and share with our listeners is, you know, basically what you've been doing different. But I want to start off before we start talking about your own health and fitness transformation. Can we talk about some of the stuff? Like, you've been in the industry now for over 20 years, right? Like, you are the author of Lift to Get Lean. That's how I first even introduced to you. It was through your book. And I've always been a fan of your work. And I'm just curious, like, going back, thinking back to like where it started and where you're at today, like, what are some of the good things that you kind of learned over the years? And what are some of the things, like the good, the bad, the ugly? Like, what do you see and what have you shifted so much in the industry? I know that's a big loaded question, but I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think there's so many things and it has gone through stages for sure for me. And it's interesting that you asked this question. Yesterday on my episode of Live with Holly on Facebook, we were talking about this. And I said to my assistants and my community, but you know, we were talking about it more offline, about how I literally floundered for probably 20 years before I really got my body straight.
Right.
And I'm really embarrassed to admit that. When I realized that yesterday, I was like, how did I flounder for so long when I have a degree in exercise physiology and nutrition? I'm a certified strength and conditioning specialist. I've worked with some of the most famous people in the entire world.
Right.
How did I flounder? But the truth is, I'm also human, just like everybody else. So I think to some degree, my story really touches upon most people's stories. And it's why I've chosen in my career to really focus on, you know, kind of average women, right? Like, I don't focus on athletes anymore, even though I get them from time to time. I like to focus on real people who are facing real challenges, just like I did for so many years, in order to make their body better. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, my story with all of its struggles really does speak to a lot of people. But I think the good in it, and this I just think is so important, and I want to sing this from the top of the mountaintops to every woman everywhere, is that I didn't really get my bod dialed in until after 40. And let me tell you, every year after 40, I very legitimately believe my body has gotten better and better and better as I've adopted certain tricks and tools and behaviors and actions that really work, right? Mm-hmm. That have come from a function of my education over the years. But literally, like, when I'm doing the stuff I need to be doing for my health and my body, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, who are you? I mean, whose body is this? This is not the body that, like, I had no idea this bod was hanging out in there, because I struggled for so long, you know, that it really is like, honestly, my body's better than I ever even imagined in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of nuances to that and what I did. I think, you know, the biggest thing, I think the most important thing and takeaway that really changed it for me was the power of being and staying on a program. I intuitively trained, and I floated around, and I tried this and I tried that, and I just kind of floated around for 20 years. But when I really put my head down and said, I'm going to get on a program and I'm going to follow it for 3 months, mm-hmm. and that's all I'm going to focus on, and I started adopting this programming approach to my health and my nutrition and my fitness, that's when everything really started to change. Right. So whether that be a strength and conditioning program or a specific eating philosophy, a specific cardio program, you really got to be on a program and you got to stick it out and do it for at least 3 months, right, to see what it does for your body. And so now I know that it's like, okay, whatever my goal is, if I just put myself on an appropriate program, I write up a program for myself, or I use one of the programs that I've created for clients and I stick to it, my body really changes. So I think that's probably the most important aspect.
Right. So really about having a program and having consistency. Right.
Yes.
I think I agree with you. I think that oftentimes we either want quick results. I have a lot of clients that reach out to us and they're like, oh, you know, what kind of changes can I see in 4 weeks? And I'm kind of like, you could probably see. Yeah. Like when I talk about 4 week changes, I'm usually talking about like psychological changes, like where you start thinking differently, or you start, you know, you start thinking about your fitness as like part of your life versus a chore, or, you know, your energy level might start shifting, but physical, your actual body changes. I find they, like, within 4 weeks you can have some, but it's not going to get you to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yes, 100%. I get, you know, I'm a redhead and I get a little fired up whenever I
hear you, me too.
When I see the marketing out there by some of the fitness companies where they're like 2 week turnaround or 21 day, you know, change, wink, wink, right? I'm like, it makes me so mad. And I roll my eyes, because the truth is, yes, in 4 weeks or 3 weeks, you can see changes in your body. Okay. It's possible. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it requires such focused, dedicated, swift action, and you're going to have to suffer some serious discomfort. So I always say to people, there's this linear trajectory. The more results you want in the faster period of time, the more you're going to have to suffer. And so it's really rare that you're going to radically change yourself in 14 days, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks, right? It's right. Rare that you're going to do that without some pain and some compromise and some soreness and some hunger and some misery, right?
Right.
And so therefore, it's like the whole, I agree with you, like if a client calls me for coaching and they're like, I need fast results, I'm like, I don't know that I'm your person. Especially if we're trying to measure results on the scale, I'm definitely not your person. Mm-hmm. You know, listen, I can do it. I work with celebrities from time to time where they're like, we got 3 weeks and I got to take off 10 pounds. I can do it. Right?
Yeah.
Like you can do it, but it's just really not realistical. It's not logical. And it certainly isn't for the kind of, you know, the common
the faint of heart.
Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, yeah, it's just not. It's like, listen, if you're being paid $12 million to look fantastic for a movie, your motivation is a little different when it comes to getting in shape for 3 weeks. And so the truth is, for most people, especially women, you're going to be happier and you're going to get better results if you're able to be in it for the long haul until you reach your goal. And don't put a timeline on it. Mm-hmm. You know, like say, I'm gonna start my journey and I'm gonna stay on it for 3 months, let's say, right? I'm going to start a program. I'm going to stay on for 3 months and we'll see where I am. And then I will reassess.
Right.
It's important to have goals, but like the whole fast turnaround thing, I find usually backfires.
And do you find too that, I mean, and I know this to be true, that it's like, if you are getting those fast results, they're not lasting results, unfortunately, because the ability to actually maintain that type of lifestyle, like if you are working with celebrities and they're like, I need to be red carpet ready in 3 weeks, it's like, cool, they can get red carpet ready, but can they maintain that afterwards? It's probably, I mean, it's not always feasible, right? Because it's like you're just doing something really extreme majority of the time to get to those results.
100%. The situations and the clients that I coach where I have to get them fast results, I am using tactics that are not sustainable.
Yeah.
And the only way to really sustain change in your body, whether that's body weight, your muscle, your fitness, your strength, the only way for that to be sustainable is to adopt habits that you stick with forever. And that is really the best path and the most successful. And, you know, at the top of this podcast, you asked, like, what's my story been? And I said, I didn't really, you know, get impressive with my bod until 40. Every year, my body has gotten better and better and better. And that's because I have been piling habits upon habits upon habits for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I can share some of my habits that I started in my 20s. And I can share some of the habits that I've been adding in as of the past 3 to 4 weeks. But it's like, when you pile habits on top of each other and you take baby steps incrementally week after week after week after week, you just keep getting better and better and better and better and better. Mm-hmm. And then it's sustainable. It's unlimited. It's effortless. It's easy. It's pleasurable. It's just finding those habits that you can do today and every day because you're really legitimately committed to them.
Yeah, because they don't cause you pain or anguish. Are there certain, like, speaking of habits, like, are there certain habits that you maybe did in your 20s or in your 30s, like, that looking back now, you're like, whoa, that was really derailing me from my results. Like, was there anything in particular that stands out to you?
Oh, yes. There's so many. I'm telling you, I did everything wrong.
Oh, no.
For years, I did everything wrong. Oh, my gosh. And again, I get so mad at myself. Listen, I have a degree in exercise physiology and nutrition from one of the best universities in the entire world. Yeah. I made all these mistakes and it's like, what was wrong with me? Right.
And why do you think you were making those mistakes? Was it just because you were so focused outwardly on all of your clients' success that you just weren't really paying attention to your own goals?
Yeah. I think it's two things. One, I was listening to what they told me to do. Mm-hmm. Right? The popular diet trends of the day, the popular blogs, all the shit that they say is good, right? Mm-hmm. I would listen to, oh, well, they said Atkins is really great. And I wouldn't define great. And so I followed Atkins for entirely too long. Now, listen, the Atkins diet radically shifted me in good ways as well, but I wasn't responsible with it and I followed it for too long. I turned it into a lifestyle and it really shouldn't be. But I think part of it was, even with my own education, I was doing what they said was good instead of really listening to my body and observing and listening to my intuition and saying what works for me. So that was the first thing. I also think, you know, the times were different back then. I mean, you know, I don't want to like totally age myself, but we're talking about the mid 90s here.
Yeah.
And the landscape of health and fitness and nutrition was very different than it is right now. Protein bars were just coming onto the scene in the mid-90s.
Yeah. So
they were like a delicious health food,
right? I was just going to say, they were so delicious back then.
Oh, I was like, this is brilliant. It's a candy bar with protein. You can't get better than that, right? And that's when like vegan was becoming really popular, and juicing and soy this and soy that. So I was doing soy this, soy that. I was doing protein bars. I was doing Atkins. I was doing low carb. I was eating a salad and trying to run 8 miles in Central Park as fast as possible.
Oh my God.
And I was completely overtraining. So what I would say, the biggest mistake I made is that I was trying to go 100% every single day in my training. Mm-hmm. I would show up at the gym every day and I would beat the crap out of myself for as long as I possibly could every single day. And I thought that was the path to fitness. And let's fast forward now, all these years later, I'm doing a 16th of what I used to do. It's shocking how little I have to do now to get results, because I'm using smart results. I'm using smart actions now. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, when you figure it out for your body and you adopt a system, you're going to be amazed that it's actually a lot easier than you thought it was. But you do really have to be smart and strategic, and, you know, without in any way trying to sound markety or salesy, I encourage everyone to hire a coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wish I would have hired a coach in my 20s, even though I had this education. Things shifted for me around my 40th birthday. I hired a coach. Imagine that. And that's when things started to change. And every year after 40, I've had some kind of a coach in my life, always. And that's the only way I've been able to make progress.
Yeah, no, and that totally makes sense. Now, when you hired your coach, was there anything in particular that they completely eliminated that you were doing, like from a fitness standpoint and then from a nutritional standpoint?
No, nothing was eliminated. The power was in being put on a program that I was committed to sticking to. So it wasn't that it was anything new or different. It's literally the program variables were different than what I was doing before. So for example, I used to go to the gym and kind of intuitively train in my strength training workouts. So I'd show up at the gym and I'd go, oh, my legs feel good. I'm going to train my legs today. Okay. So the difference is being working with a coach, I was put on a plan that I had to follow, and it was no longer intuitive anymore. That was the biggest difference. So that it was like, okay, I have a 4-day training split each week. Day A, I'm doing this. Day B, I'm doing that. And I stayed consistent following a training plan. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to learn. So the coach that I worked with, at the time I was considering doing a bikini competition. And so I hired a coach to help me move in that direction, right? So his practices and protocols were really geared towards getting a bikini ready, which is so harsh.
So intense. Yeah.
Harsh and intense and unrealistic and, in my opinion, actually counterproductive. So he had me doing way too much cardio and eating way too little calories. Mm-hmm. But it worked at the time. Right? So, you know, what I learned was, for good and bad, the good, bad, the ugly, mm-hmm. what I learned was the power of the program. He had me on a program that I followed. It got a certain kind of results, but there was a lot of fallout that I had to suffer for those results with that program. Mm-hmm. So then after I did that and I got some good results, I said, okay, I wonder if I could write myself a better program. And so that's when I started actually writing programs for myself and for programs that I could sell online for people. Mm-hmm. And that's when it all started changing. I would write a program and I would follow it. And then I'd be like, ooh, well, what if I tweaked the program this way? What would happen? Right? And I just kept tweaking eating plans, cardio plans, and strength plans. So that now, like, the power is, if you just, you choose a program that's right for your goals. And if the program is well designed, you're going to reach your goals if you show up. It really is that simple. Mm-hmm. But you got to be on the right program and you got to show up.
And so how do you suggest, like, for someone that's listening now and that's thinking, like, okay, I need to find a program. Like, clearly I'm just spinning my wheels in the gym and I'm not getting results. Because that's kind of what happens to a lot of people, right? Like, I know I've been in that position too, where it's like, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but I'm seeing zero results. And I'm like, what gives? And it's usually just because I'm doing the wrong things. So what do you say to someone listening right now, like, okay, I need to do a program. Like, what do they look for? And how do they know it's the right one for them? Will it be that within those 3 months, like, they commit to it regardless, they think it's the right program, they commit to it for 3 months, and then kind of see if they're reaching their goals at that point? Or is there a different way that you would suggest that they kind of figure out how to, I guess, target the right program for them?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you want to be crystal clear on what your exact goals are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a good idea to have maybe 5 or 8 goals, okay? Not just, I want to lose weight. Because if you just lose weight, a million things are going to get you there, but they might be painful. And they might not sync up with your lifestyle and your preferences, right? Mm-hmm. So get really crystal clear on what your goals are. And then go out and find a program that was designed for your goal. When you find that program out there in internet world, ask some questions, right? Mm. Ask some questions of the person that created the program and take a good look at the person that created the program. Yeah. Does that person really emulate the goals that you want? And did they reach their goals based on their own program? Because what I'm starting to see in this world of social media and internet marketing is there are a lot of people selling programs that are selling programs that they didn't actually do themselves, right, and that they didn't do on real humans. So they don't really have any proof as to whether it works for real humans based on your specific goals, right? So do your research to make sure that the program you're buying into was tested, was proven, mm-hmm, with people like you, right? Mm-hmm. If you're 48 and you have 3 kids and a desk job all day, don't buy a program from a 23-year-old male Instagram model who doesn't ever train people. You know what I mean? Not to like knock it.
No, I totally, I'm laughing because I can see it in my mind. I'm very visual and I'm like imagining exactly what you're talking about. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so true.
Well, and you know it happens. I have 48-year-old women, 47, 52-year-old women in menopause calling me when they were like, well, I bought a program from so-and-so and it didn't work. And I'm like, yeah, because he's 24 and he's a fitness model and he has no education. Yeah. And doesn't actually train people. He's a model. He's an Instagram personality, right? Mm-hmm. And so I get it almost every single day. So I know where your chuckle's coming from and I'm so with you, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, you got to sync up. Who is the author of the program you're considering? Is that person a bona fide expert with real experience? Does that person have some credentials working with real human beings? Is it a proven program? And listen, by the way, I know that might sound like some homework on your part, but there's a lot of us out there. There are a lot of us out there, like you and me, who are legitimate experts with experience that have programs that really do produce real results. You just got to find those people.
Yeah.
So, you know, rather than following somebody simply because you like them, you know, because that's the other thing about social media. It's like there are personalities that we like them. We like their personality, or we like the way their body looks, or we just like them in general. But again, that doesn't mean that their programming is going to work for you.
Totally. Are there any other red flags that you would say to look out for? Definitely, you know, you want to make sure that they have the credentials and you want to make sure that they have social proof in terms of, like, would you also say, like, from, like, I guess, like, if you do decide to go with someone and you buy this program and then they start working through it, like, is there any red flags that would come up in the process of that you would say, like, to watch out for?
Yeah, I think I've always said this as a trainer. When I train my clients in the gym, I automatically always tell them why we're doing something. And thankfully, I've got clients that have always said, okay, why am I doing this? I mean, I've got a couple of clients that literally like, can you tell me why we're doing this? And I love it, right? I'm like, good question.
And they're probably asking more because they're like, sucks. This is hard. Why do I have to do this again?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, okay, why are you making me do walking lunges? But, you know, I have a client that I've been working with for about 8 years now, and he went from knowing nothing about fitness to now he'll be like, oh, we're doing this because of this, that, and the other. Like, he's fully become totally educated. And it's so fun to see it over the years that he full on like understands now why we're doing this, that, or the other in his programming. And if he had to do it on his own, he could, right? So to answer your question in a very long-winded fashion, of course, ask questions. So when you work with a coach, and if they suggest something that you don't understand, ask questions. Ask about the rationale. Okay, tell me a little bit about why are you recommending that I do X, Y, and Z? I'm just curious. Then you really should be seeing some signs of progress every 2 weeks. Now, the progress is probably not going to be on the scale, or it could be, but you should be seeing signs of progress every 2 weeks. And if you're not, you want to check in with the person that created your programming if you have that kind of relationship, right? If it's an ongoing coaching thing.
Yeah.
And then say, listen, you know, these are the results that I'm getting, or I'm not getting any results at all. And that's really, really critical. I think you really should be almost immediately seeing some kind of result. Now, listen, the result might be you're sleeping better. It might be you feel better. It might be your hunger is more balanced. It might be your energy is better. You know, make a massive list of signs of progress, because any sign of progress is critical and important. And, weight loss is the very last sign on the list, by the way, if you're doing strength training. If you're following a strength training plan, you're going to get smaller, you're going to get tighter, you're going to get leaner before the scale starts dropping.
Yeah, and don't be surprised if it sometimes goes up in the beginning, right?
Yep.
Which, I mean, I know I personally have seen when I did like a heavy lifting program that my scale actually like increased. So my sizing went down, my body shrunk, but my actual scale increased. And that was cool. I was fine with it. But you have to be fine with it. You have to know why. You have to know why you can be fine with it. Or else sometimes it can be really frustrating and then you want to quit. Now, with a program too, would you say that somebody should be looking for, like, if they're looking for a true transformation, should the program also include a nutrition component? And if so, how do you feel about all of the, like, I know you mentioned it earlier about like all the fad diets, like the Atkins and all that stuff, but what do you think about all the diets that are kind of out there today? Because I know, you know, like obviously keto is like the big buzzword kind of thing. And I'm not saying they're bad or they're right or wrong. I'm just curious to know what your opinion is of including a very specific style of eating, because I don't believe that one specific style is like, it's not like a one size fits all, right?
No, absolutely not. And there's two aspects to that question for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. There is no one size fits all when it comes to nutrition at all. Nutrition has to be very personalized for a variety of reasons. And we could talk about that, but boy, you're going to be taking me down the rabbit hole if we open up that conversation. I think the most important thing to remember is once you identify your goals and you're choosing a program to follow, absolutely without question, you have to have an eating strategy at play, okay? There's lots of eating strategies, but you've got to be having some kind of a strategy that is compatible with your fitness and activity program, right? Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I see is that people are following fitness plans, exercise plans, you know, physical activity programs, but then they're following a different diet plan that doesn't work, that they actually have competing intentions and they don't support each other. So you end up crashing about every 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Your nutrition has to support your fitness plan and vice versa. They have to work together. It's so critical. Mm-hmm. If you only want to focus on nutrition for a period of time and, you know, you're just kind of haphazardly exercising, then your eating plan could be a bit more experimenting. Do you know what I mean? What's the right word I'm looking for here? Do you know what I mean? Like,
you could explore different options and you could try on different things to see what fits for sure.
Yeah. But if you want to get fit, if you're working on your body from the physical perspective, right, which I hope you are because that's really the best way to get change, then your eating plan has to support that fitness plan. And so that's why I always encourage people, start first with your goals, then choose your physical activity plan, right, programming, and then find the right eating plan that supports your physical fitness plan, right? And for me, it comes down to, physical fitness comes down to really two things, strength training and cardio. You can achieve strength training a variety of ways. You don't have to be in the gym, but you need to be strengthening your body and conditioning it. And so there needs to be some definition of strength training programming, and there needs to be some definition of different cardio programming. Get those dialed in, and then make sure your nutrition plan supports that so that you get the most results the fastest.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, even with our fitness and nutrition expert certification program that we developed, one of the main reasons why we developed it, and one of the things that I tell all of our students of the program, is just how important it is to have the certification in fitness as well as a certification in nutrition, because there are many people in the world that are trainers that are amazing trainers, but they are so limited to how they can help their clients and what kind of impact they can make because they can't provide the nutrition support. And without the support, it's like, you might have a client who's like following your fitness plan, and then they're going to see someone else for a nutrition plan. And if they don't mesh, you're going to be just running in circles.
Yeah.
You're never going to get your goals set.
Yes. You're
never going to reach it. So I couldn't agree with you more that it has to be, they have to be fluid, and you have to try to, I would recommend always finding a program and finding someone who is certified in both areas to be able to support you properly.
Oh, totally. 100%. And or finding two different experts, you know? Like, I just had someone reach out to me for private one-on-one coaching. She's working her fitness plan with a fellow colleague of mine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cover nutrition and we're going to team up, right? And so that's an option too, is to find, you know, find the two, but make sure they are compatible. So
yeah, I was going to say they have to have a conversation at some point, because, or at least the programs have to be reviewed by both sides so that they know what you're working with.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say, like, in terms of, because I know, like I said in the beginning, like, you've done all these transformations, you were telling us about your big shift. How has that shifted the way that you work with clients as well now? Because I know that, you know, you do offer coaching programs, you do offer online coaching programs as well. How has that shifted how you've developed your programs?
Oh, golly, that's a hard question. I think for good and bad, what has shifted for me is that I've gotten even more personalized in all of my coaching.
Cool.
So I think my specialty is I really get into the nitty gritty and the crazy details of you, because I feel that's what we have to do, right? In order to really get you results, especially with women, we are biochemically and physiologically complex. We really are. Women's bodies are tricky and challenging. And that's real, real. And so having learned so much about the research that's out there, and after working with people for 24, 25 years and seeing the powerful nuances within my own body, I've had to get really specific and very holistic in my coaching of clients. Mm-hmm. So the bad of that is that it's very time consuming. I mean, I am really in it with my clients. And so I'm the person that people come to when they've kind of tried everything and they can't figure out, quote unquote, what's wrong with their body, right? Mm-hmm. I'm really good at figuring out what's, quote unquote, wrong with your body.
Right.
That's what's changed the most for me, is the truth is, when we can figure out your nuances, you'll actually do pretty well on a general strength and conditioning program. We don't have to get super specific in your strength and conditioning program if we can figure out all the other nuances that are at play. Your stress level, your nutrition, your digestive health is a big one. Yeah. How you're eating, what's causing your cravings, what's causing you to be hungry late at night. You know, all of those things, I've really found a ton of wealth in, and more specifically around nutrition and gut health, and just, you know, the digestive biome and gut biome in general is super powerful.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with you more. I think that having something specific is just, is really the key to success, and having someone who's really going to dive in with you is like priceless, because that's how you really get the results. Now, what would you say, like, because you were just saying, you know, that people sometimes come to you when they feel like there's something wrong with my body, I don't know what's wrong. Like, what is the sign? Like, for anyone listening right now, what would be those signs that they could actually be like, okay, maybe what I'm doing isn't working and maybe I should be shifting to something else, or I should be reaching out to Holly to be like, help me. Like, what would be those signs that's giving them a clear indication that it's maybe time to do a different, to do a change?
Well, if you find yourself waking up each day unhappy, mm-hmm. and if you feel like, this is a big one, are you taking action and not getting the results that you intended? If that is happening for you, you know, reach out to me, reach out to your team, seek support, because the truth is your actions should and can provide results. And if they're not, something's amiss. And again, you know, I get calls almost daily from women where this is the case, where it's like, I'm working out so hard, I'm eating right, I'm going to the gym 5 days a week, I'm doing my cardio, I'm strength training, you know, I'm doing so much, but yet I'm not getting the results that I want. Mm-hmm. And so that right there to me is time to reassess. You know, and if you want to continue working on your own, just reassess what you're doing, reassess your strategy. And if you have the bandwidth, you know, get out there and do some research and maybe adopt some new strategies, adopt a new program, or yes, ping an expert and look into getting, you know, even some feedback from someone who's got experience like me, you know, and other coaches out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, for anyone listening right now, if you feel like literally like you are just spinning your wheels and you for the past 5 years have been going to the gym or X amount of time and you're going every day and you're going on the treadmill and you're doing the same thing and you just are like, but I have made zero progress, then you definitely need to, like, even if you reach out to a coach or an expert and they just set you up with an initial plan to at least get you started, it will help you at least kickstart and get yourself away from that sort of snowball effect that you're in right now, which is just kind of holding you back from where you really need to go.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people are shy to invest money in this area. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you're spinning your wheels, right? It's like, if you've been frustrated, if you're unhappy, wouldn't that be a pretty brilliant investment to make in yourself?
Yeah.
To invest something so that in 10 days from now, you could actually wake up being happy and empowered and feeling like the time and effort you're putting in is paying off, right? That's so critical towards your happiness.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, it is possible to change your body. I've seen some insane transformations with my clients. I also have a virtual group coaching program called The Comeback, which is a virtual coaching program. And some of the women in there, who are not in their 20s, by the way, have had like the most ridiculous transformations and the happiness that that brings them. I've had several women, you know, share with me in tears how for 20 years they've been trying to do this. For 15 years they've been trying to achieve this. And they had no idea how close they were and how easy it could be once they found the right programming. Right?
Totally.
And I mean, that's just like priceless for your happiness and for your quality of life in general.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's worth every single penny if it's going to help you transform and make you feel good about yourself and in your skin. And it's not always about like the physical transformation. It's just, it's about the whole aspect of how it'll affect your health.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically, everything. We all want to wake up like you, right? And be like, where was this bod?
Yeah, right? I mean, and
let's celebrate it.
I'm telling you, I know it's hard to believe, but I swear, if I can do it, you can do it. I promise. It's like, you know, I said to you, you know, I was a disaster in my 20s. I was a mess in my 30s. I didn't get it figured out until my 40s. And so I mean, there was a time that I was constipated for 15 days. There were times where I had crippling depression. There were times where I still battle with anxiety. But like, I'd had all of the struggles. I was very much overweight. I was syndrome X in my 20s. I mean, I had high body fat given the fact that I was exercising a ton all the time. Like, I've been there on all the stuff. And so the truth really is, it is possible for you to achieve your dream body. It is possible. It just might take some time, some consistency, some strategy, some trial and error, but it's worth that journey. It's so worth it.
I love that. And now, for anyone listening who is interested in learning more about your programs, how can they find out more info? I know the information is also on our blog at fitchicksacademy.com, but how can they also find you on social media or reach out to you about your programs or coaching?
Yeah, so my website, hollyperkins.com, is a great resource. There's tons of free content there. You can learn about my style for free through reading my blog. I put up videos every single week. I also do a totally free, obviously, live video session every Wednesday called Live with Holly on my Facebook page. And people love to tune in there because they can learn more about my philosophies and you're able to get an education for completely free. So it's Holly Perkins Fitness on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram at Holly Perkins. And I think, you know, my best free resources are on my website, hollyperkins.com, and then on that blog there. And then also through my Live with Holly episodes that happen every Wednesday. I mean, I've got people who are losing weight and getting in shape simply because they watch my Live with Holly episodes. It's my version of a podcast.
Cool.
And yeah, and then, you know, if you're interested in personal coaching, you can just reach out to me through my website. You'll see a coaching tab to learn more.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Holly. It was honestly always a pleasure to talk with you. I love our chats and I love all the information that you share. And I'm really grateful that you actually shared your story with us because I do think that it's very profound to hear somebody who is saying, I'm an author of this book. I am an expert. I've worked with people. I've transformed people's bodies and yet I couldn't do it for myself until I had this new approach. And knowing that and hearing that from someone gives so many people, I believe, like this feeling of like, okay, like it's not me, you know, it's just the process that I'm using. And so taking it away from the personal feeling of like, oh, like, you know, I suck at doing this or this, it's just, no, you need to have a strategy. So I really appreciate you sharing that and being so candid about that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and of course, everyone, thank you so much for listening. If you are interested in learning more as well about Holly, you can check out our blog post on fitchicksacademy.com. And that on that page, you can also check out our upcoming certifications. If you're interested in getting certified or just educating yourself more in fitness and nutrition, check out fitchicksacademy.com. And I will talk with you again soon. But thank you again, Holly. And you and I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Yes, so good. Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Always a pleasure. Okay, have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.